The night went to the ruling party. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis calling the winning margin a political earthquake. One student we spoke to was surprised at the amount of support the party received.
I expected them to be lower than last time because of the events of the past few years. The tragedy that we had in Tebi with the train, the wildfires that happened in Greece, the housing crisis, as I mentioned before, the living costs crisis.
The recent train disaster, which caused mass protests, and a controversial wiretapping scandal, doing nothing, it seems, to dent support. Voting started at 7 a.m., where for the first time, 17-year-olds could have their say, and another first, Greeks living abroad could vote from their country of residence. The main concern here, the impossibly high cost of living.
Every year, instead of improving, things are getting worse. Things are expensive. Every day things are getting out of control. It's enough to make you afraid to go to the supermarket to shop. We'll see how things go.
I have low expectations because unfortunately people don't understand. They vote for the same people over and over again.
Monday will see Greece's president task New Democracy with forming a government. They have 3 days to do so, and the mandate then passes on to the next party if it fails. This vote took place under a system of proportional representation, and none of the parties have enough seats to rule alone. All have publicly stated, however, that they won't work together.
It had already been widely predicted before the vote that a runoff election could be the final scenario, and that will take place in the beginning of July. Now, that election comes with a tweak, and that is that the winning party will get allocated more seats, making one-party rule more likely. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Athens.